You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is B'nai Noach and Non-Jews. B'nai Noach Laws. A covenant is defined as an agreement. God gave Noah and his descendants, B'nai Noach, or children of Noah, 7 mitzvot, or commandments, that they are to obey. These 7 mitzvot are symbolized by the 7 colors of the rainbow. These 7 mitzvot are not arbitrary laws, but rather God's plan for mankind. Adherence to this moral code guarantees harmony among ourselves, with the rest of creation, and with God. Non-Jews who reject all idolatrous ideas and accept the kingship of the one God, accept the priesthood of the Jewish people as the guardians and teachers of Torah, and commit to following the 7 commandments revealed to Noah are called B'nai Noach. Maimonides' commentaries in the Laws of Kings 8:11 reads, "Anyone who accepts upon himself the fulfillment of these 7 mitzvot and is precise in their observance is considered one of the righteous among the nations and will merit a share in the world to come." B'nai Noach are permitted to keep any of the 613 mitzvot given to the Jews, with these exceptions: observing Shabbat in the same manner as the Jews, observing the Jewish holy days in the same manner as the Jews, studying the parts of the Mishnah or Talmud that are not related to the B'nai Noach mitzvot, writing a Torah scroll, receiving an aliyah, or making, writing, or wearing tefillin. The 7 mitzvot. Law number 1, prohibition of idolatry, and law number 2, prohibition of blasphemy. Genesis chapter 4, verse 26. "And as for Seth, to him also a son was born, and he named him Enosh. Then to call the name of Hashem became profaned." This is a reference to the beginnings of idolatry, which in and of itself is a form of blasphemy. This verse is saying that calling out in prayer to anything but God profanes God's name. Blasphemy. These people called to idols, rather natural phenomena or actual wood and stone. Law number 3, prohibition of theft. Genesis chapter 6, verse 11. "And the earth became filled with robbery." This mitzvot can also be derived from Eve taking the fruit of the tree of knowledge. God instructed them not to eat of it. It was his property. When they did eat, they in effect stole the fruit and received their due punishment. Law number 4, prohibition of murder. Genesis chapter 4, verses 8 and 12. "And it happened when they were in the field that Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. You shall become a vagrant and a wanderer on earth." We also see this prohibition again in Genesis chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, where Lamech rules over the punishment he will receive for committing an accidental murder. Also in Genesis chapter 9, verse 6, "Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man his blood shall be shed." This also is a reference to the establishment of courts. If one commits murder, then it is up to the courts to punish and convict. Law number 5, prohibition of sexual misconduct. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, "Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth." This mitzvot is derived primarily from the relationship between Adam and Eve. Eve is created as a helpmate to Adam. Together, they are given the command to be fruitful and multiply. Thus, sexual conduct within a husband-wife relationship is sanctified, and all the other types of sexual conduct are not sanctified. Law number 6, prohibition of eating live meat. The 7th law is clearly stated in Genesis chapter 9, verse 4. "But flesh with its soul, its blood, you shall not eat." Law number 7, prohibition of failing to establish courts of justice. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, "And rule over the fish of the sea, and the bird of the sky, and every living thing that moves on the earth." Also we see throughout that God acts as a court when he chooses to intervene. Also we see in Genesis chapter 6 that a hierarchy of people had been established. Although those rulers were evil, as the chapter delineates, the idea of the system is good in 2 ways. 1, it emulates God's court, and 2, later on, with God's permission, sets up a justice system so that a single individual is not faced with all the legal questions. This also helps to prevent a single person from becoming a tyrant. In Genesis chapter 9, verse 6, we read, "Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man his blood shall be shed." This is a reference to the establishment of courts. If one commits murder, then it is up to the courts to convict and punish. The seventh day is forbidden for B'nai Noach to celebrate Shabbat in the manner of a Jew. It is permissible, however, for them to light a candle in honor of the seventh day that was given to Adam and Noah, and recite a blessing, thanking God for creation and acknowledging that God rested on the seventh day. It is recommended that B'nai Noach have a festive meal on Friday nights, reciting Tehillim, which are psalms, associated with the seventh day. Family time and Torah study are also recommended. B'nai Noach may also light a candle and recite a blessing for giving Adam fire and to mark the differentiation between the seventh day and the first day. It is permissible for B'nai Noach to attend religious services at a local synagogue, but it is recommended that one contact the rabbi before attending to find out what restrictions may be placed upon them. Jewish attitudes towards righteous Gentiles. Judaism maintains that the righteous of all nations will have a place in the world to come. Traditional Judaism generally recognizes that Muslims and other B'nai Noach worship the same God that Jews do, and those who follow the tenets of their religions can be considered righteous in the eyes of God. The most commonly used word for a non-Jew is goy. The word goy means nation, and refers to the fact that goyim are members of nations other than the children of Israel. There is nothing inherently insulting about the word goy. Because Jews have had so many problems with anti-Semitic non-Jews over the century, the term goy has taken on some negative connotations, but in general, the term is no more insulting than the word Gentile. Contrary to popular belief, Judaism does not maintain that Jews are better than other people. Although Jews are referred to as God's chosen people, Jews do not believe that God chose them because of any inherent superiority. According to the Talmud, God offered the Torah to all the nations of the earth and the Jews, who were the last ones offered the Torah. They were the only ones who accepted it, and then only because God held a mountain over their heads. In Exodus chapter 19, verse 17, the word generally translated as "at the foot of the mountain" literally means "underneath the mountain." Another traditional story suggests that God chose the Jewish nation because they were the lowliest of nations, and their success would be attributed to God's might rather than to their own ability. Because of the Jews' acceptance of Torah, Jews have a special status in the eyes of God. That special status is lost when the Jews abandon Torah. Furthermore, the blessings that Jews receive from God by accepting the Torah come with a high price. Jews have a greater responsibility than non-Jews. While non-Jews are only obligated to obey the seven mitzvot given to Noah, Jews are responsible for fulfilling the 613 in the Torah. Thus, God will punish Jews for doing things that would not be a sin for non-Jews. Thank you for listening to B'nai Noach and non-Jews. Shalom.